Welcome to A Kindred Moment with Cheryl Giesbrecht.
Did you know that you can train your mind to refuse to keep score of hurt, hate, and wrongs committed against you? Seem impossible? This can only happen through the power of God's Word. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Love keeps no record of wrongs." We must not keep lists of anything that has hurt, angered, offended, or wronged us. The only way to do this is by getting rid of bitterness God's way. Forgiveness is not only obedience to God, but also beneficial to our overall well-being. Letting go of a grudge is good for your health. Studies have indicated holding on to grudges increase tension and stress, deplete energy, cause isolation, and prevent old wounds from healing. Grudges also steal joy, disrupt sleep, and harden hearts and arteries. Such bitter emotions can even get in the way of prayers. Resentment keeps us in chains unless we recognize it as bitterness. One of the most difficult steps of faith is to release the offenses we have suffered into the hands of God. God gives us the ability to do this. He is able to help us complete the process of letting go of our grudges. He first offered forgiveness to us when we did not deserve it. Now we can offer it to others. It's a choice. Matthew 18:33 says, "Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you?" Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Forgiveness is not an occasional act, but a permanent attitude." Remember Jesus' dying words from Luke 23:34, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of forgiveness. I am thankful you have not kept a list of my sins or my wrongs. Thank you that the love of Jesus has covered over a multitude of my sins. Because I want to love with the love of Jesus, I refuse to keep lists of wrongs done to me any longer. Help me to forgive and forget. Let forgiveness be my permanent attitude. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining author, speaker, radio personality Cheryl Giesbrecht for A Kindred Moment. For information on Cheryl's ministry or her book, Get Back Up, Trusting God When Life Knocks You Down, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.